Time to have a look at the meeting in Devonport on Boxing Night Thursday here on From the Stables. The first race getting underway at 6 o'clock. Sam Gangel joins us online to have a look at Hair Drives on the program. How are you going, Sam?
Good, thanks, Duncan. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Let's get straight into it. We've She's Trying Tactics in race number one. Comes up with barrier two on the second row here and comes into this race off a fifth behind Ashley's Angel last start.
Yeah, she's been racing all right. It's a mare's race, so she gets in well here. She looks to follow through the two, probably looks to be the leader to me. Yeah, she's got a good 400-metre sprint on her. If she can sort of get a bit of luck and get out at that time, she'll be hitting the line good, I reckon.
Race two, you're driving the Lemon Drop Kid, who was a Burnie winner last Friday. He's got a handy record on the Devonport track. He's had 10 starts there for 3 wins and 3 placings.
Yeah, he goes well around Devonport. Tricky draw, but we'll use his gate speed early, I reckon, to try and settle at the front end of the field. And yeah, that's where he sort of races best. And yeah, he'll try his hardest, as he always does.
First of the feature races on the program on Thursday night is the Northwest Plate Final, where you drive our Tana Blue. He was able to lead in his heat before being run down by a pretty smart horse in Mr. Gently Late.
Yeah, he was really good last start at Burnie. He sort of copped a bit of pressure mid-race. His standing start man is really good, so I probably expect him to lead here. If he sort of gets a good first half, he'll be hard to run down. But yeah, that one at Craig Hayes is a pretty good horse.
Race number four on the program is a rating 64 to 79 event, Sam, where you drive Arda Flash, draws inside of the second row, and with an ounce of luck, he shouldn't be too far away.
Yeah, he's gone pretty well as well. I probably see the one leading, so he'll just stay on his back and try and get a bit of luck and get off at some stage. And yeah, he'll be hitting the line good, I reckon.
Race number six on the card is a rating 48 to 55 event, where you drive Quick Changeover. I remember having a chat with Ben Yole recently for an article on the Taz Racing website where he said this pacey goes good for the female drivers, and we've seen that with Taylor Ford driving him to 2 wins in his last 3 starts.
Yeah, he's been flying lately. Last start was a bit of a harder race. He's a pretty versatile horse, like he can sit in front or he's got a pretty good dash from behind, so he'll look to just follow through here and, yeah, with a bit of luck, he'll be in the finish.
And your last driver of the night's in race 7 with Cop F Hustler. It's a rating 30 to 47 event. And many of these races in the past are probably horses that get the most luck in running.
Yeah, that's it. She's got a good gate speed, so she'll probably look to sort of press forward. She's probably more of a mile horse, so the 2,000 metres probably doesn't really suit. But, I mean, if she's going to get back into form, this looks like a race where she can do it, and the leaders always have a big advantage at Devonport. So,
yeah, they certainly do. Who do you reckon your best winning chance is on the Devonport program?
It's a bit of a toss-up. Probably Quick Changeover, I reckon.
Race 6, number 8. Appreciate the insight into your drives in Devonport on Thursday, and I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you, Duncan.